Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Master to Miss Tamika McLean.
This is she.
Hi, this is Nina Knight from Family First, the supervisor. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. First and foremost, I would like to, send my apologies that we found out Mr. McLean is in the hospital.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And also, I wanted to go over a few things. So I had to call each caregiver that was assigned after his previous caregiver, Kim, has been removed off the shift just to get a clear, better understanding of the plan of care on what services they provided for Mr. McLean. Okay. Out of the caregivers, three of them has reported some things that is out of the job description. Okay. And one of them is pricking the finger for blood sugar monitoring and giving insulin, okay? Due to we are a non-skilled facility, we are not allowed to allow our caregivers to do that due to liability, okay? Because we don't want nothing to happen and he gets overdosed with insulin or, anything, happens with them pricking a finger, it will fall back on us. And the
Understand.
test that they was given when they got hired, one of them questions in that test explains to them that that is not allowed. So they just was all redirected on what they can and cannot do.
Yeah.
So I wanted, going forward, I wanted to come up with a better plan on how Mr. McLean can get his sugar monitor and his insulin given to him without the caregivers being involved. So do you have any idea on who or, how we can make sure that Mr. Clean has his required stuff that he needs?
Well, to be honest, he can do that himself.
Oh, he
What
can.
they, yes, he can. What they can do is they can put the medicine at his bedside or whatever, and he can do that himself.
Gotcha. Okay.
But a lot of the caregivers, when they come, they say, "Oh, I know how to do that.
Let
I
me
can
do
do,
it
you
for
know what I
you.
mean?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. That's what it sounds like to me, because a lot of our caregivers go way and beyond out of their job description. It's just that I don't want them to be penalized or get in trouble for something that they wasn't responsible with doing. Okay. So I'm going to run this by Kim as well. Just so he, if he's around or he's in the house, just so he can kind of like monitor the situation too, just so we can all be on the same page.
What, Kim? Kim
Okay.
McRae?
Yes.
But why would y'all run that by him?
We wasn't aware that Kim, I wanted to call you first because I'm looking at all the notes and it's like you were the point of contact. So I
Right.
always
Kim
look
don't work for
for
y'all no more.
Right, but Kim is living at the house, correct?
Right. But that don't have
Yeah.
nothing to do with y'all. I brought Kim in. Y'all didn't even know Kim. I brought him in as a caregiver for me. You know what I mean? So Kim is a friend of the family. That's why he's living. You understand what I'm
Got
saying?
you. Okay, so I didn't know that
So what,
because I was
yeah.
told by the caregivers that that's his son. So that's why I was being.
No.
Got you.
That's not
Okay.
his son. He just
Okay.
called him Pops because he's a friend of the family. That's how Kim got in to, taking care of Papa.
Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah.
So can
Y'all, he
you?
is under the, so Kim does, still does things for him, but he not on payroll, but he's a friend of the family, so he still do everything that, he's been
He's
doing
been
as a
doing.
caregiver
Right.
because
So
he
he's like
still
an
lives with
informal
my granddad.
support. Got you.
Yes.
So informal
Right, right,
support for
right.
Kim. So could you run this past Kim to let him know that the caregivers going forward is not allowed to administer the
Absolutely,
insulin
y'all. I
and the
can let
pricking?
y'all.
I truly
Because
appreciate it.
yeah, because when Kim told me, he called the agency and told them that it was no nurses and stuff there. I've let Kim know also that wasn't your place to do. You here and all of that, but that's my place because you don't work for them no more. You're
Right.
helping me out,
Right.
but I don't want to get nothing confused or none of that. You know what I mean?
Got you.
Let
Yep.
everything come from one person, which is me, because I'm the one that's responsible for my grandfather.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So that's why, they ask Kim questions and all that, and I don't mind because Kim is there because he, you know, he was a caretaker before, so of course you want to show him where all the stuff is at and where,
right,
how they do the food, and I don't mind that. But any problems or anything,
mm-hmm,
please
run it
see
by
me.
You.
Yes, please.
And
see
I'm gonna
me.
Put it in a note too. While I'm, you know, I'm speaking to you, I'm gonna let the coordinator know whenever there's any questions, concerns, or any problems to notify you immediately.
Right, and also your caretakers. One of them texted me and was like, hey, I'm not going to be able to come in. I'm sorry. And I had to call him and let him know that I don't pay y'all. Y'all have to call the agency. Thank you for letting me know, but you need to call your agency first and let them know what's going on, because I can't okay or not okay any of that.
Right.
They pay y'all. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, we can't get in contact with them on the weekends. I don't have nothing to do with that.
With
y'all
that.
Should have protocol
exactly.
as to how y'all handle that, rather be a call center or what.
Mm-hmm.
But that's out of my control,
right.
Literally out of my control.
Correct.
I mean, I know y'all come to, you know, service my grandfather, but I'm behind the scenes with that. Y'all, mm-hmm. y'all have a separate company than me. I mean, when y'all there with my grandfather, yes, I, you know, oversee that. But
mm-hmm.
I hired, basically, not hired First Family First, but Family First is not the only home care facility, but this is the home care I chose.
Right.
But y'all go through Family First as far as call outs or if you're going to be late. And
mm-hmm.
yes, notify me after you speak to your supervisor.
Right.
And then sometimes your supervisor may notify me also. But
mm-hmm.
if you're going to call out or whatever, you can't text me. You can't call me because maybe your supervisor could send somebody else. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So yeah, I did tell, you know, them, you know, one of the guys that I don't know if he, you know, went on and called the call service or not, but.
Yeah, the
and then they also
on the weekend he did. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they also felt like one of the guys got mad. Like, I'm ready to go, and Kim not even here. I said, Kim don't work for Family First. Kim is here. You know what I mean?
Right.
But your next person that's supposed to relieve you is not Kim.
Right.
It's whoever that's in the place from
right.
6 to 9.
Right.
Now, granted, Kim is here because he helped me as my our family. He helped our family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But Kim is not, you know, Family First
anymore.
It's not
his responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
But because Kim is still there helping, they kind of get it misconstrued.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to hurt nobody's feelings when I said that. And I know he was angry and all, but anything Kim do is a plus. You know,
right?
And I appreciate it, but
mm-hmm.
he's not a relief for nobody.
Absolutely.
He's really not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I was trying to, you know, let Sarah know that y'all have to tell the workers what's protocol. You
yeah.
know,
right, right. Absolutely.
So, and I wasn't angry at all because you know it happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. It happens. But Anastasia is that her name?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my grandfather absolutely loved her.
Good.
Absolutely love her.
That's good, because he wanted a man. He didn't opt out for a woman. So I told him, like, we have some good woman that can handle taking care of a man. Like, don't think that all men should be with a
mm-hmm.
man, patient. You know, we got some good, excellent caregivers that can take care of you as good as a man can. So, yeah, that's,
oh,
that's
yes.
good.
Well, you know, I think he wanted a man because he was scared that a
he
woman would be
strong
enough.
Yeah,
because he's fearful of somebody dropping him. That's what it's all for. Because even at the doctor, I mean, yesterday in the, you know, when we had to take him for the emergency, he was scared because it was a women doctor, and he was scared. But
mm-hmm.
that's his thing. And he likes her. He likes her a
that's
lot.
That's good. That's
he
good.
Likes her a lot.
That's
but yeah, I appreciate you calling.
Oh,
I appreciate
and
it
I
so
appreciate
very much.
All your input and your understanding.
Yes. Oh no, I listen. It takes a village, even when it comes to that, because we have to know what works, you know.
Amen.
And sometimes it's trial and error, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
It really is. It really is. But I appreciate you so much.
No
and
problem.
When he comes home, will Anastasia be coming back?
Absolutely. I just got off the phone
okay,
with her,
great.
And I told her we would notify her once he's discharged home.
Yes, great, great, great. Well, I appreciate you calling.
No
I thank
problem.
You so very much.
You're very welcome. You take
care. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
You
on
well.
Purpose now.
No, thank you.
So right. long.
Bye-bye.